Good afternoon, everyone. Well, not a particularly good start to the new trading week at all. In fact, the ASX 200 on Monday was down 67 points, almost 1% lower to 7,046. It makes it our worst day in over a month, all 11 sectors down, and about 8 in every 10 stocks on our market fell back. Now, this is after US and European markets both did quite poorly. We had inflation in Germany surging at the fastest pace since the stats started to be gathered about 73 years ago. Now, that's mainly because of energy prices. Businesses in Germany at the moment are paying over twice as much for electricity and natural gas than they were 12 months ago because of their reliance on Russian supply. We also had comments from a Fed official, which had markets thinking that the US central bank won't stop raising rates even if there are recession fears. Now, locally today, we've had plenty of companies out with their profit results. One of the better performers on our market was private health insurer NIB, which rose about 7%. Even though its profits and dividends fell back for the year, it was a little ahead of market's expectations. We also had Aussie payments company EML Payments lifting about 6%. This is after announcing a buyback of up to $20 million of its shares. But keep in mind, it's had some regulatory issues and concerns in Ireland, so its shares are still down more than 60% this year. Pilbara Minerals up about 4% ahead of its profit results tomorrow, and furniture retailer Nick Scali was up 5% after handing down its results. Now, as was the case with a number of companies up with their numbers, including betting group Adairs, which fell 14%, but also building materials company Adbri, which was the worst, it fell 17%. All three have basically had their profits fall, costs rise, and they've had issues and challenges, including wet weather on the East Coast, but also rising costs. Shipping's become more expensive, and also Adairs and also Nick Scali, they've both had store closures for quite a lengthy period at times over the year because of government mandated store closures. So there have been challenges they've had to deal with. Ex-dividend stocks also weighed today from Magellan, Horizon, Santos as well, and Vicinity Centres. Star Entertainment fell about 2.5% after posting a net loss and writing down the value of some of its Sydney casino. And Altium and Southern Cross also took a bit of a hit. Now, the Aussie dollar sits at about 69 US cents, and there will be quite a lot to watch this week. But the highlight, certainly globally, will be the Jackson Hole Symposium, which will take place between Thursday and Saturday, 3-day event where they have 120 officials of central banks, ministers of finance, and also media members as well, meeting in Wyoming in the US, and they'll be discussing interest rates and also inflation. Very important, really, especially the keynote address by the Fed Chair Jerome Powell. Any surprises there could certainly move markets Friday night. The Aussie dollar at around 69 US cents.